Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about being prepared, about preparing ourselves to be involved in the work that God has called us to, about using God's gifting in our life to prepare others, and to be involved in the preparing people for eternity, for the kingdom with God. And today we're going to talk about preparing at all times and about being prepared. And 2 Timothy 4:2, Paul's writing to Timothy, and he says, "Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction." Now, obviously, this is instruction that Paul is writing specifically to Timothy, but as Scripture, it is useful for our benefit, for our instruction, for our training, for our correction. And so while it addresses Timothy as his role, as his calling and gifting by God to be a preacher of the gospel, it applies to all of us in how we share Jesus with others. And whether you're called by God, whether you're gifted, whether you're qualified to be a preacher in the sense that the text uses, you're still called by God to share Jesus, to be a messenger of the good news. So when I look at this, I consider what it is that God has called us to do, what it is that is our life occupation at the moment. And that same sense of instruction applies to be prepared. Now, how do we get to the point of being prepared? Well, I think it involves preparing. It involves study. It involves listening. It involves practice. And so we live this life preparing at all times so that we're ready at all times. And sometimes being prepared is knowing, not only knowing what we know, but knowing what we don't know. And there are so many times people will give an answer, thinking that somehow any answer keeps them from looking foolish, even if the answer is not accurate, even if the answer is not helpful, even if the answer is incorrect. But to be prepared to share Jesus is about knowing Him and knowing there are things that we'll never know. The mysteries of the gospel, the secrets hidden from the beginning of time. And while we've been given glimpses as to some of what that is in the person of Jesus, the truth of God's word is that His knowledge, His information base, His ability is so far above ours that there's no good or real comparison. And so we live life preparing at all times so that we're ready, as Peter writes, to give an answer for the hope that lies within us. It's been attributed, at least, to St. Francis of Assisi, but others have used it and used it well. The quote that says, "Preach the word at all times. If necessary, use words." And sometimes that gets misapplied, as most quotes do. But the heart of it is the fact that preparing at all times to share Jesus involves every aspect of our life. And that we prepare by the way we live, by the example that we set, by the love that we show, by the serving that we are involved in, by the mercy, compassion, forgiveness that we both receive and give. And so while this verse begins with this specific instruction to Timothy to preach the word. It doesn't matter whether you're working in the factory or teaching at school or a student at school. You're working retail. You're at home watching your children, training them up to be godly people. Whatever occupation that you have, the same instruction applies. Be busy preparing yourself to share Jesus. And I always love that line of in season and out of season, and it makes me wonder, so what's the season for sharing Jesus and what's not the season for sharing Jesus? But I get what he says. It's at all times. But again, doing so with patience, with endurance, with love. And so we live life and we go about the tasks that are before us, continually preparing so that Jesus is seen in us and he's heard from us. That's kind of the whole point of sharing the gospel and using words if necessary, is that our message matches. That when we do use words, that they have weight to them because the people around us have already seen those words put into action. When we tell people they ought to love their neighbor, but we're known for being antagonistic toward our neighbor, our words don't carry a lot of weight. When we tell people they ought to serve one another because God says so, and yet we're known as the most selfish person, that everything revolves around me, we don't have a lot of credibility. And so being prepared and preparing ourselves is this continual gazing and grazing and ingesting of God's word so that it becomes who we are. The old saying was typically involved around fitness places and routines is, you are what you eat. And when we become God's children who feast on his word, we find ourselves preparing to share that word. I love what one of my teachers and mentors had always said about memorizing scripture, about reading scripture, about spending time in God's word. That yes, God's spirit, God is powerful enough to bring scripture to mind, but in his experience, it's typically scripture that he's exposed himself to on a consistent basis. And the more that we spend time preparing ourselves, the more prepared we are to share the good news of Jesus. When we understand God's love for us more and more each day, we're better prepared to share that love with others. You see, God's desire for every one of us is that we would share Jesus, that we would be prepared in season and out of season, whether it seems like the right time or whether we're thinking it's not the right time. The timing isn't necessarily on whether we share Jesus or not. Often it's on how we share Jesus. And to understand the times and to know what to do is a powerful thing. And we do that when we live and walk and breathe by the Spirit of God, so that his word has convicted us, his word has transformed us, his word has become natural for us. And so the word of God spreads, because every one of us is willing to share the good news of Jesus. and we're prepared to do so. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need so that we can be prepared, that we can be involved in continual preparations, that we can be involved in preparing others to share the good news. Through our example, through our teaching, through the training that we experience and that we pass on to others. And Father, as we take the time to listen to the faith stories of the people around us, it's not just giving value to them and their life story, it's helping them to practice. Preparing them to share with others how Jesus has impacted their life and transformed them. And so, Father, today I pray for every person that hears these words and those that don't hear these words, for all of those that belong to you, whether we're cleaning up in a fast food restaurant, preparing food, working a factory line, owning a business, staying at home and caring for children, working in a school system, whatever it is, so many opportunities that we have to not only earn an income, but to be with people. And I pray in every one of those situations, whichever one that we happen to find ourselves in, and whatever our situation looks like, that we would consistently be preparing to share the good news of Jesus. Father, we would make the most of every opportunity because the days are indeed evil. So, Father, today as we live life, may Jesus be lifted up in our words and in our actions, and may those match. May we live with a growing consistency that our feasting upon your word day in and day out has changed who we are. And Father, may this preparation that has gone on in our life continue so that we are always preparing to share about Jesus. And as we share Jesus, may we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday, a devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.